Hall, Lucinda, Battle Creek, Michigan, December 14, 1874. Dear Sister Lucinda, we received a few lines from you evening after the Sabbath. We were sorry to learn that your health does not improve. We are more sad over this than we can express. I did not want you to write or to copy, only it would be a satisfaction to me to read over my matter to you and get your judgment on some points, for I cannot read them to anyone. But this you need not do if it would weary your mind. But if I could have some head in my family, someone whom the children would feel that they must respect, it would be a great relief to us. We have just got the house furnished and settled. Everything is comfortable. We have a nice warm room at the head of the kitchen stairs with stove in it. There is a fire built in it on nights and mornings so that the children may dress by it. It is nicely carpeted with new pretty carpeting and makes a very nice sleeping room. Then, if you choose, there is the bedroom below, close by the sitting room, which is warm all the time. You could have a nice bureau in that for your clothes and a clothes press in the bedroom. Here you could be comfortable. We have very urgent invitations to come to California. They think we must come, and we may have to go and place the paper on a proper basis and select a site for office in Oakland. But if we can plead off, we shall do so. We are settled here for winter. We have plenty of apples and potatoes in the cellar for winter, and we're never so comfortably situated as now. We have a good girl, an excellent cook. If you could take some little oversight of the children if we stay, it would relieve me. I leave them all day and write at the office. They are real good. They talk of good Mrs. Hall, how they want to see her. If we go to California, you need not go. We shall need you all the more to be as a head in the family, and I shall feel that the little girls will be safe. Now, Lucinda, this is the last letter of entreaty I shall send you. I don't believe in this pulling, hauling business. If you had much rather, and would be happier and more free from care, to remain where you are, we will not do anything like urging and making you unhappy. I heard that Mary was coming out. Will you come with her? The expense shall be nothing to you. We care not for the expense. It is not settled that we shall go to California. We can do our writing here now as well as anywhere after the Biblical Institute has closed. 1 week ago, last Sabbath, we had a most excellent meeting. My husband spoke in forenoon. I spoke with great freedom in afternoon. I then called for the youth who were attending our schools to come forward. About 40 responded. We had a very solemn season. Meetings have been held during the week nearly every evening. I spoke Sunday night, and about 100 came forward. Yesterday there was another very solemn meeting. In forenoon, my husband preached Sister Sanborn's funeral discourse. I spoke with special freedom in afternoon. The special call was made for sinners to come forward. We had a large response. Quite a large number are seeking the Lord for the first time. The presence of God was in the meeting. We hope to see a great revival in the church. We feel that God is waiting to be gracious. He is ready to bless His people. In the evening we had the ordinances, sacrament, and washing of feet. We had the largest number that ever engaged in this ordinance of feet washing. It was a very impressive meeting. We think that many are settling into the work. We expect that the meetings for the next 2 weeks will be of special interest. Three young men have come from California to attend the biblical lectures. One is Brozen. The other two have just embraced the Sabbath. Their names are Allen, two brothers. The eldest is 21. He is professor of languages, master of arts. His brother is 2 years younger. Both are very promising young men, and it would have pleased you to see them for the first time engaging in washing feet. These young men are of the right stamp. They are conscientious and humble and intelligent. We have them at our house. They will stay with us during the lectures. We shall have two girls to do the work during these lectures. but we should be so very glad for your presence. We are making comfortables. We tacked off 3 last Thursday afternoon and evening. The little children are great company for James. He is cheerful under all circumstances, as he has not been for years. If you feel clear to stay where you are, we will not urge you, for I believe God will teach you. But this, I think, will be the last letter I shall write to you saying, come. I don't want to write for the sake of stirring your mind up and making you unhappy. You should have peace somewhere. So be at peace, and may God bless you. I've been working at testimony number 24. Have out 4 forms already. 2 more are to be printed before the book is complete. I have redemption nearly completed. I have never been more busy than I have for a few weeks past. That is why I wrote you so few lines. Love to all the family.